It's early evening, sometime after the close of our last episode. As on the outskirts of the city, Perry Mason drives his heavy sedan over the crowded coastal boulevard.
Della, you sure you left word at the detective agency?
Mm-hmm. Oh, this is such a lovely drive.
And Mr. Wallace, you left word with him and with Lieutenant Halverson?
Yes, Counselor.
Did you just say where I'd be, or did you think to leave the phone number also?
The name of the nightclub and the phone number, too.
Oh, good.
Perry, I thought you said we were going to take things easy. Why don't you follow your own advice and enjoy the ride?
Oh, I'm relaxed. I just don't like being out of touch.
You'll be in touch. Oh, there's a neon sign. Tony's. Mm-hmm. All clear behind us. Gee, it's huge.
Yeah. Somebody spent a lot of money.
Well, he's going to get it all back. Just look at all the cars.
Mm-hmm.
You have reservations, sir?
Oh, yes, yes, we do. Let's go, Della.
That uniformed attendant had enough gold braid for a 10-star general.
Hmm.
And there's another general opening the door for us. Yeah. Perry. It's lovely.
It is. Oh. Hat check room. Take a look at this uniformed attendant. There's a uniform a man can appreciate.
Good evening, sir. You have a reservation?
Yes, yes, in the name of Smith.
Smith, did you say?
John J. Smith. My name is Mason. I got the reservation in the name of Smith.
Mr. Perry Mason, the lawyer?
That's my name. I'm a lawyer.
Yes, sir.
Well, something's wrong?
No, sir. Certainly, certainly not. This way, please.
Mm-hmm.
Why did you tell him your name after going to the trouble of getting reservations under the name of Smith?
I want to get any message that might come for me.
See?
Why not tell him my name?
Well, nothing, only the head waiter thinks it's funny.
He didn't laugh.
We looked at you.
Oh, you noticed?
Oh, yes.
Oh, I would like a table farther back, if I may, near the rear exit.
You wish to sit in the back?
Yes.
Very well, Mr. Mason. Is this table satisfactory?
Yes, thank you.
There'll be a slight delay, Mr. Mason. I'm very sorry, but this is opening night.
I understand.
The club is lovely.
Thank you, madam. I apologize again for the slight delay, Mr. Mason. Had we but known Mr. Mason was coming, we should have made special arrangements. Is there anything I can do personally?
Well, yes, there is. A friend of ours works here, Miss Kate Beekman.
Beekman? Oh, yes. She helps Miss Fasina.
I would like to speak to Miss Beekman for a moment. Will you send a message?
I'm afraid Miss Beekman is busy, sir.
Now?
Oh, Miss Beekman has the responsibility of giving the entertainers their cues. I'm very much
afraid... Entertainers for the floor show?
Yes, sir.
That doesn't start for an hour.
Sir?
It says here on the menu, floor shows at 9, 12, and 2, and it is now just exactly 8. That's an hour before the first floor show.
Yes, sir.
So see if Miss Beekman can spare us a moment, please. And, incidentally, there may be a message for me. If so, I will want it immediately.
I'll get you a telephone, sir, and inform the office of your table number.
Good, thank you. And then ask Miss Beekman to come in.
Yes,
sir.
Mr. Weber. Mr. Weber. Oh, Mr. Jensen.
I'm holding down the office for Gordy. What's up?
I must see Mr. Weber.
Well, he's busy. Tell me, Andre.
I'll have to tell Mr. Weber personally.
Tell me personally, Andre. Spill it.
Okay. If you know where to reach Mr. Weber.
It's in the cashier's cage. Well?
Mr. Perry Mason is here.
You sure of that?
Yes.
Where?
At table 37.
Andre.
He had a reservation, Mr. Jensen, under a different name. He wants to see Miss Beekman.
Yeah, that's why he's here. Okay, beat it.
But, Mr. Jensen...
Get back on the floor. I'll take care of it. Is Mason by himself?
There's a young woman with him.
Okay. Get back on the floor. Don't look so worried, Andre. I'll take care of it.
Very well, Mr. Jensen.
Now, connect me with Miss Messina's dressing room. Tony, Gus, is Beekman with you? No. Keep her in your dressing room. I'll explain in a few minutes. No, it's nothing to worry about. I said nothing to worry about. Maybe this is what I've been waiting for. Hey, Gordy.
What do you want?
I got to talk to you. It's important.
Look, I told you to stay in the office.
I got to see you. Come on.
You want to talk to me? Do it over the house.
I ought to let it happen. I ought to let the axe fall right on your stupid skull.
What are you talking about?
You follow me to the office? No, wait. I'll walk behind you.
Is there something wrong?
Plenty.
I'll be back in a minute, Thelma.
Head for your office. No, around the other way. I said, walk as fast as you can without attracting attention. It's probably okay. I walked behind you, and I'm so much bigger than you are, nobody could see you.
Why, you...
Look, we'll go in the office.
Look, I'm telling you, Gus, you better have a good excuse.
What?
For interrupting me. I'm a busy man.
Oh.
I got a lot riding on my shoulders. JT's dependent on me to put this club over. All right, you got something to say? Say it. I got to go greet the people.
You what?
Go around from table to table and say hello to the nice people. That's the manager's job.
Gordy, if it wasn't for old time's sake, I'd let you do it.
Do what?
Go out on the floor. Go from table to table speaking to nice people. Wonder what you'd say when you got to table 37.
Look,
and
Gus,
see...
I'm telling you,
take
I'm
it
gonna...
easy, Gordy. I'm the best friend you've got, and you don't know it. Perry Mason's here.
You? Mason?
Table 37, sitting there big as life and waiting to see Miss Beekman.
Oh, no, no, Gus, you're kidding.
Go out, have a look for yourself.
No, no, you're ripping me.
You snap out of it, kid. Mason's here, big as life.
Well, well, Kate said he wasn't coming.
Well, she was wrong.
She... Gee, Gus, if Mason gets wise, I'm running the joint. If he knows Kate's working for me...
He won't, Gordy.
You'll tell her old man. Her old man will make her quit. And if she walks out, I'm... Look, Gus, we got to do something.
Look, will you stop chasing yourself in circles? I'll cover for you.
You'll... No, 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 you wouldn't...
Gordy, would I open my mouth if I wanted to get you in Dutch? I'm doing you a favor. You keep out of sight, leave it up to me. I'll go talk to Mason. I'll tell him I'm the manager. I'll see Kate first and tip her off. And look, if you're worried about JT, don't give it a thought. JT don't have to know we pulled a switch. You've had me all wrong, Gordy. I want to cooperate with you. I want to help you. I'm your boy now, Gordy. I'm proving it now, right?
Well, maybe I did have you wrong, Gus. I'm not much on saying thanks.
Nix, pal. Look, maybe you can give me a lift sometime.
Oh, I will, Gus. I will. You can depend on me.
I know I can, just like you can depend on me. Now, look, suppose you go out the private exit. I'll let you know when the coast is
well,
clear.
Well, I could wait here. No, I'll get clear out. I want to thank you, Gus. I won't forget this.
Jansen speaking. JT, listen. JT, something's happened. Yeah. Gordy's got himself in a jam. No. I'm taking care of it, JT. Don't worry, boss. Yeah, I'm taking over. Look, you better come out. Well, there's no time now, JT, but come out when you can, huh? Right. I won't forget this, pal, he says. He doesn't know just how right he is.
As you know, Gus is following a deep and treacherous plan. He's smart and clever. And now he sees an opportunity to... Well, what do you think Gus Jansen's up to? Well, you'll join us on Monday, won't you?